AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A state of emergency declared for the town of Ketchikan, Alaska, after a large section of a hillside slid down into a neighborhood. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
Ketchikan sits alongside the Inside Passage in southeast Alaska and has its occasional landslides. But Mayor Dave Kiffer says the one that struck Friday is the worst he's seen in his 65 years in the town of 8,000. One person was killed, three others were hurt when tons of earth and debris crashed into several houses.
One woman swept away and killed during a torrential rainfall in the Grand Canyon, creeks and rivers quickly flooding. Extreme heat throughout the Great Plains and Midwest today feels like temperatures could hit 110 degrees just outside Chicago. A heavy exchange of strikes between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. And Donald Trump today will tie his November opponent, Kamala Harris, to the chaotic Afghanistan war withdrawal. This is the third anniversary of the day that 13 U.S. service members were killed in a bombing at the Kabul airport. This is ABC News. Possible murder-suicide at a home in New York's Long Island. Five people are dead, says ABC's Sonia Rincon.
Nassau County Police aren't saying anything yet about who these victims were. We don't know their ages. We don't know their relationships. What we do know is that this is a tragedy. Five people dead in an apparent murder-suicide, with one male victim dead of an apparent gunshot wound just outside the house, right on the front lawn, in fact, and the other four victims found inside.
Two men have now been charged with damaging ancient rock formations outside Las Vegas. The men are accused of pushing 140 million year old rocks off a cliff in a protected area at Lake Mead back in April. If convicted, they both could get a decade behind bars. And Walmart is recalling nearly 10,000 cases of apple juice. Elevated levels of arsenic found in some of the Great Value brand apple juice. Experts say the levels are enough to make somebody sick, but likely would not cause permanent damage. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The four hotel workers arrested in the death of Devante Mitchell have pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors allege they pinned Mitchell to the ground in June. He later died. The defendants include two security workers, a front desk employee, and a bellhop. They're charged with felony murder. They each face up to almost 16 years in prison if convicted. All four defendants are expected back in court October 15th. And a Wisconsin company scored a huge new military contract. Here's Lisa Hale.
Oshkosh Defense has awarded a $1.54 billion five-year contract to build new and refurbished heavy tactical vehicles and trailers for the U.S. Army. Oshkosh Defense has produced over 71,000 heavy tactical vehicles for the United States and other nations. The Army can start buying vehicles from Oshkosh Defense on the contract this month.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers get ready for the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers return from their West Coast trip to host the San Francisco Giants tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Crew losing to the A's 4-3 on Sunday. Starting pitcher Frankie Montas giving up all four runs in the fourth inning. Pat Murphy.
The credit goes to the A's. You know, he was had the same stuff. He just threw balls in the middle of the plate and they hit it.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers installing the game plan for their first game Friday night when they host Western Michigan. The NFL deadline to reduce rosters from 90 to 53. 3 is 3 o'clock tomorrow. On defense, linebacker Aaron Mosby had a forced fumble and an interception against the Ravens Saturday and now waits for that phone call.
Decompress, try to go find you something to do, keep your mind off of that day. You don't want to think about it too much, you know, just because you don't want to get yourself down and things like that. But on the other side, you want to think about it just because if you do make the team, it's go time. Then, you know, we got Brazil coming up next Thursday.
That's Packers linebacker Aaron Mosby. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be dangerously hot and humid today. We have an excessive heat warning for heat index values from 105 to 110 this afternoon. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 93 for an actual high today. Tonight, 74. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms, 93. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel entertainment reporter Chris Foran joins the show to talk movies and TV. And Wisconsin native comedian Mary Mack joins the show to talk about her tour of the state.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Mad Radio, WMDX. Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, the John and Gordy Family Show, back again for another beautiful Monday morning. It's going to be such a fantastic day, and we have because it's going to be that kind of day today, a three-digit day today,
yeah.
I brought in a new one-armed bandit.
What?
All right, you've got.
You're kidding.
No.
Wait a second.
It's an old, new one-arm bandit reconditioned.
We had one, and then we didn't.
I mean,
it was like,
okay. It wasn't really.
Wasn't great.
Loud.
Yeah.
You know, we want something that you can hear.
Right.
So this time, I think this one is going to work much better.
All right. So do you think it's already wired in to predict the high temperature?
Yes.
For today?
We have manufactured it in a way that it predicts. Temperatures.
Okay.
But this time we have three digits.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, right now it's 76 degrees.
I'm looking for where it is. I have the old one here still, but
no. It's on the new the flash drive. It's right at the should be at the top because it doesn't have a number on it.
That's why I'm not seeing it because it doesn't have a number.
Yeah.
Give me a minute here.
Okay.
Right. It's right at the top.
It's not it's right at the top. Okay. Well, that's good to know. 7 minutes past the hour. Sam, you let us know when it's ready to pull the switch or pull the one arm, the thing, the lever, the thing, right?
Well, until then, we're just stuck. Besides a one arm banner, what do they call them? You got it?
Yeah. What else do they call it, John? What were you going to say?
What do they call it?
Well,
the slot machine.
Slot machine. That's what it is.
All right. Well, let's pull
the
lever.
See what the high temperature is going to be?
Yeah, for the high temperature, let's pull the arm. Okay. Here we go. Oh, man, that's hard to pull. It needs a little oil.
There you go, huh? Wow. You even got some change.
Okay. Well, the first number was 0, so nothing there.
What?
And then 9 and a 2. So it's 92 degrees
seems
high.
Really,
92.
Seems when are we supposed to be getting? We're almost 92. We're 92.7 here.
Right.
90. When are we supposed to get into triple digits?
Yeah,
then?
It was supposed to be today.
Well, the heat index is going to be into the triple.
You mean
digits.
I brought that whole machine in this morning? I carried that damn thing up five flights of stairs.
That's funny because we're only on the second floor. the actual air temperature is 92 today.
But it's a feel-like temperature, and we've
feels
got it for
like,
that.
Okay, well, let's roll it again and push the feel-good button.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You forgot to push the feel-good button. I didn't realize you even had one.
Switches on
Can
there.
You do it again? Now we'll see what the feels like. One oh six.
Ooh, there you go.
Oh, man, see? That's what it's going to feel like.
So what makes the feel like temperature so much higher? Like what's going to cause that?
The dew point and the humidity.
Oh,
the dew point's
God. That's
already
why John
high.
Is so obsessed with the dew points, huh?
Yes.
The dew point makes you feel very uncomfortable all the time.
And it's going to be really like that for the next 3 days before we get back to sort of normal.
I thought it was kind of funny that Brittany Merlot remembers my dew point problem. She brought it up the other day. Yeah. John, I know you have a problem with the dew points.
It was kind of funny. Yeah. Yeah. She's on to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are obsessed with the dew point.
I am.
All right. Well, so now we know what the weather is going to be like today. Should we look at the national day calendar? It's the 26th day of August. Yeah.
Yeah.
August is almost over.
It is. My God. Yeah. And I do want to start over the numbering system. I can't
really?
Wait till the new month starts.
I think this month we've had more cuts than any other month thus far.
I think so, too.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
It's getting up there.
All right. We got a lot to get to on the national day calendar. I'm going to try to trim a few of these off. But is it National Webmistress Day? Is it National Cherry Popsicle Day? Is it National Women's Equality Day? How about National Dog Day? National Library Day? National Peach Day? National Pots de Cream Day? National Just Because Day? Which one of those days does not belong?
Just Because Day.
Well, you're wrong. It is National Just Because Day.
Okay, it's not National Peach Day.
No, you're wrong again. Hit the buzzer again. It is National Peach Day.
It's not Natural Because Day.
Pots de Cream. It is National Pots de Cream Day.
You wouldn't make that up.
Sam, do you want to take a few swings at the bat?
I have no clue. There were so many of them.
I know. It's too much. All right. It's National Webmistress Day. Sounds kind of
Is that
kinky,
for real?
Doesn't
that's
it?
The real one, right? It does sound.
It is real.
Let's go
you
with that one.
See the picture of the babe that's on there. A web mistress is a woman who designs, develops, markets, and maintains websites. They call her a web mistress.
A mistress?
Is that an outdated term?
It seems a little sexist.
You mentioned, the term has existed since the mid-90s. 1990s. Well,
we've come a long way since then.
In June of 1995, the term officially entered technology's lexicon. Hmm. Really? That month, Cat Valentine secured the domain name webmistress.com. Taking the name a step further, Valentine then began web development under the job webmistress. So I guess it's just her thing. Hmm. Comparatively, the term webmaster arrived on the scene as early as 1986.
Oh, I get it now. Sure.
So webmaster, webmistress. Now, thousands of women, of course, work under the job title webmistress.
I've never heard that on a resume.
Declare herself a webmistress. More than 20 years later, the word still raises eyebrows.
Yeah.
Like, why?
You think of a dominatrix.
However, webmistress has a place not only in the resume, but in a legitimate job title in the business world. Well,
Doesn't make any sense. Should we ask anybody
in human resources if they know anything about this? Take the time to acknowledge the women in web development to promote the job title in the business and lose the stigma associated with the word.
No, I don't think you're ever going to lose the stigma of mistress.
Stigma.
That's ridiculous. Mistress.
Yeah. Look at the picture.
That's
here.
Very bad.
Hang on a second. Oh, you can't see it. Hang on. Everybody hold on. You see her?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, let's move on. You know,
just to explain it a little bit, it's just a woman bent over her desk wearing jeans.
She's not wearing much of anything. She's wearing a top, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's got the top on, but, okay. You know, it's nothing.
Just saying, I didn't put it on there. It's a National Day calendar.
All right.
You can complain to them if you check it out. All right. National Cherry Popsicle Day. Here we go. Yeah, on a day like
today. I would
have
thought this was just the fake one here. Cherry popsicles. No one cares about popsicles anymore.
Well,
right?
I know. They get shunned.
Anymore?
They get shunned.
Yeah. No one cares about popsicles.
Yeah,
do you?
I never really
messy,
liked popsicles
they
that
fall
much.
They fall apart.
I think as soon as they put wrappers around them,
yeah.
You know, just little sticks that just squeeze out at the end.
Yeah.
That killed it.
Yeah, it's no good. Plus, you could choke on those sticks, you know, get into a little kid. You don't want to do that.
No.
Each summer on the 26th of August, popsicle lovers across the U.S. enjoy celebrating National Cherry Popsicle Day. An 11-year-old, Frank Epperson, inspired the creation when he invented the original popsicle back in 1905.
Mm.
You know, it seems like we just had this like a month ago.
Yeah.
Seems like I'm reading the same
thing. I think it was like the orange flavored ones.
Yeah, or the yeah. Same kid, same. So I'm not going to read it. Let's move on. We got a lot to get to.
Same kid.
He just likes his popsicles. He just likes them.
Poor kid. It's National Women's Equality Day. Okay.
All right, that's a big day.
It is. We commemorate this right with National Women's Equality Day. The U.S. Congress passed the 19th Amendment to the Constitution granting women full and equal voting rights on this day in 1920.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, let's move on.
Still waiting for the Equal Rights Amendment. But...
Yeah, right. National Dog Day today. Yeah. Hey, we all like dogs, right?
Sure.
National Dog Day encourages dog ownership of all breeds while seeking a new companion. Be sure to consider the mutts, the mixes, the purebreds, and everything in between. Blah, blah,
I learn something new every day.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. I thought there were
a few
more.
We're into the dog days of summer, aren't we?
We are.
Nice and hot.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did I miss?
I think the other national days are for tomorrow, aren't they, Gordy?
The what?
The other national days are for tomorrow, aren't they?
What do you mean? Oh, well, did I skip ahead? Oh, I did. You're right. Yeah, that National Pots to Cream Day, that's tomorrow.
You'll have to wait for that, John.
National Peach Day is tomorrow, and National Just Because Day is tomorrow.
We'll have to find out how to pronounce that. What, it sounds French.
Pots de Cream.
I'll get Julian on the phone and book him for tomorrow.
Any history book stuff? Well, we haven't opened the history book for a while. Do you still have the book open?
Yeah. Do you still have
what
the
happened
book?
To the book? Oh, there it is. Okay.
Oh, it's getting thicker every day.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Today in 1873, the first public kindergarten was established in, of all places, Missouri.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now they're trying to get rid of them.
Yeah, crazy stuff.
Hmm.
Today in 1930, Philo Farnsworth, he patents the electronic television.
Wow.
Yeah, all the way back in 1930.
Philo. It's an interesting name.
It is an interesting name. Over the next like 10, 15 years, he was in many a patent battle with RCA.
Really?
And they kind of drove him into obscurity and took over the invention. But
sure they did.
Yeah. Kind of
giants.
I just want to bring something up here, a little thing I'm planning during Media World.
What?
I'm going to be playing some of the old commercials.
Really?
That they used to play way, way, way back when, and inventions that were made, and documentary film, short little bits, of course, about inventions that you would never have believed were, back in 1931.
Like they existed at that time?
Yes. Ah. And just a tip of hand here, because when you hear this, you'll freak out, but they actually had a 3D printer.
Get out.
I think it was 1931.
Wow. That's whack.
It is whack.
What could it print?
Yeah. What did it print?
It printed a woman's face.
No
kidding. They scanned her face, and it honest to God, it was a 3D printer.
What year was
back that? Back in 1931, I think, something like that. But we'll play the ad one of these days.
Great.
Or documentary segment.
Excellent.
Yeah,
sounds
it's crazy. Good. You know, the thing is, they had her almost naked. from the waist up.
Of course they
to
did.
To scan her face.
Well, they...
Well, anyway, it's an interesting little piece of documentary.
Sounds good to me. All right, well, we're just getting started on this Monday morning. Hope you had a good weekend. 19 minutes past the hour. It's going to be a hot one today.
It is.
Yeah,
it's
hot
already
and humid. Yes, we'll be back with more of the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM, the John and Gordy Show. Check out the Civic Media app as well. You can always text us there and give us a call. Easy as that. You can get us anywhere in the world. It's that simple.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
20 minutes past the hour and a hot one today. Highs around 92 and the heat index will be into the early, well, the low 100s, 105.
The early hundreds.
It's going to be really hot.
Well, it
so
wasn't
hydrate.
It wasn't easy bringing in the one-armed bandit this morning for the triple-digit temperatures that we're going to
yeah,
be
it's gonna
feeling.
Be, are you
going to
leave
on.
It here, or are you going to haul it home in the
take
heat?
It home?
No, we're going to keep it here.
Oh, okay.
I'm not taking it up six flights of stairs again.
Six flights now?
It was five just a few minutes ago. You know, we do have an elevator. I don't know if you knew that or not. And we're on the second floor. There's no need to go up five or six flights and then come back down again.
That was my mistake. All right. Well, I will correct that okay. Next time I bring another one of these machines up.
All right. You got more?
Well, I hope we have things to add to our weather
okay.
arsenal.
Okay. Good. Okay. Yeah, we'll have to come up with some more.
Why am I doing this stuff?
I don't
you're
know.
The weatherman.
You're the hobbyist. You're Mr. Mechanical.
I know.
There.
I know. Hey, look, you know, I don't want to start off with something that, you know, I get upset about right away and that I get angry
really?
About right away. I am so tired now of this, and this has only just started, but I am so tired of this, that the idea that we're going to look at the Trump campaign in a more serious way now. Now they're serious, right?
Now. Yeah.
Now. Things have changed.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
You know, there's a headline, all hands on deck
right.
for the Trump campaign. They're making it sound like this is a real serious campaign.
Can they really be
running.
Taking that seriously? We were talking
no.
just before we went on the air this morning, a headline on CNN about the next debate,
yeah.
how the Harris yeah. campaign wants the mics to be on the whole time,
yeah,
and the Trump campaign does not, because they don't think that he can be, quote-unquote, presidential for 90 minutes.
They talk about turning the tables.
It's wild.
This is absolutely insane, and,
yeah.
And the news media is desperate to make this a race.
Mm.
So they're going to play up the idea that the Trump campaign is now all hands on deck. Get serious. Oh, my God. Please help me, somebody. Oh, my.
Yeah.
He hasn't changed
no.
in the last whatever since yeah. 2016. He
no.
has not changed
same
one
guy.
Iota. And the fact that we've had to deal with his damn campaign rallies every day of the year.
It seems like it.
He
yeah.
never stopped campaigning.
No. Nope.
Even after he lost the thing and he said it was stolen, he never stopped campaigning.
Mm-hmm. Still going on. And the polls aren't looking good for him.
No.
Latest poll is Kamala Harris is up by 7 points now over him.
Yeah.
7 points.
And they're flailing. They have nothing to come back with. Now they're going to take this to court and say that Kamala can't run because she's foreign born or whatever the heck. The whole thing is going to start all over again. I can't handle this anymore. This is, I think they're just trying to drive everybody insane in this country.
Only another 70-something days to the election. Just relax. You've got to pace yourself.
Oh, yeah, you're right. This is like day one. Right. I'm already over the edge. Uh-huh. Oh, man.
Yeah.
This doesn't make any sense. And then, of course, you know, the campaign, the Harris-Walls campaign is sitting there saying, well, you know, let's just keep the microphones on, which I think I would never have suggested that. Never in my my wildest dreams would I think, let's leave the mics on for Trump to mumble and grumble and shout.
Listen, he can't control himself, so he'll say something stupid just about every time that she's talking.
Yeah.
He's probably going to be muttering under his under her talking. So why not leave the mics on and she can react to him?
Well,
those stupid things that he says.
She's really
good. She doesn't have any fear.
Her acceptance speech was just fantastic, and everybody's still talking about it to this day. I mean, she really took control. She came across very presidential. Mm-hmm. Now, during the debates, she's got to also present herself as very presidential in her answers.
Yeah.
You know, it can't be a short quip, or else they'll build on that, and they'll say she's not presidential enough. Oh, that's another thing.
Yeah.
This is a huge... Now, this is a pet peeve of mine, and I just can't stand this anymore. The idea, and they're saying this all over the place, and they're trying to balance it off between Trump voters and Harris voters, okay?
Right.
They're both sides, and they're saying that neither candidate is ready to be president.
What?
Okay.
Who's saying that?
Now,
wait. What?
No. This is really part of the mainstream media. This is what they're tossing out there because how can they say it about somebody like Trump who spent 4 years as president? Well, he's not ready to be president. What? What's wrong with you people? You're just creating this news story out of nothing.
Who is ready to be president then? Do they have an answer?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What makes you ready? By the way, doesn't being a vice president for 3.5 years kind of qualify as getting ready to be a president?
Yeah, you're in the office. You know your way around the White House.
So, folks, when you hear this, they're going to keep saying this on and on all the time now, and I'm hearing it all the time. It's driving me crazy again, and that is that they're not experienced enough. They're not ready to be president. It's crazy. Who the hell is ready to be president? My God. Mitch McConnell?
No.
Do they want Joe back? Is that what they want?
No.
Let's get Joe back.
Yeah, he's just relaxing.
So it doesn't make any sense. And if you have any input on this, please, give us a call or, text us and let us know that we're not just, going out of our minds here on the air. This is just totally insane stuff.
It's nuts.
The thing is, this is all media creation stuff.
They got to have something 24/7.
Horse race. They got to create a horse race out of it. And they're creating these ridiculous scenarios. Mm-hmm. Are they ready to be president? Or let's keep the mics on.
See what happens.
See how Trump reacts to it. Now they, and that's the other thing. Now Trump is wondering, should I be on the ABC debate or not?
What?
Yeah.
Is he thinking about backing out?
Now he's thinking of backing out.
Wait a minute.
See, it just keeps this thing going on and on and on.
He's trying to get attention any way he can.
Yeah.
Now, since she's taken all of the spotlight away from him.
Well, with J.D. Vance blowing it at a donut shop. handle a donut shop.
He can't even talk to the clerk behind the donut counter.
And Tim Walz goes into a sandwich shop, a very famous Nebraska, I believe, sandwich shop.
Oh, I didn't see
that. And brags it up and says, this is the best sandwich ever. If you're going to go to a game, get this sandwich. This is it. They've got the best bread in the world. And he's complimenting the chef and the teenagers behind the counter serving him.
Do you put on an apron and start making cold cuts?
Almost. I think he declared himself manager for the few moments he was there.
Good for him. He's a take charge kind of guy.
He is. He is a very nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah, boy.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to go into the other room.
Get your blood pressure monitor.
I gotta take a time.
Just take a rest because we're only a half hour in here. So take it easy. 29 minutes past the hour, and we're just getting going on this Monday morning, the 26th day of August. Coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show on WMDX.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Pest control should be top of mind as growers prepare to make their final crop protection applications for the season. Thanks to a mild winter and variable weather conditions, many different insect species began appearing earlier and in higher frequency. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and Matt Geiger, an agronomy service representative with Syngenta, says some pests are showing up in greater numbers after being able to overwinter thanks to this mild weather.
Many of the insect pests were able to overwinter at a higher rate. For example, the mortality rate of bean leaf beetle was lower than average this year, and an average of 45%, which is the lowest since 2012. There are certain geographies that they're seeing more of that pest. Corn rootworm's been spotted earlier than normal this year. Typically a pest that appears late in the season, and it becomes an issue for soybeans that are planted later. We had a lot of later planted beans this year because we were just so wet in April and May, but we were actually seeing that pest in May this year in certain geographies. Grasshoppers were an issue in some spots, but circling back, seeing a fair bit of stink bugs, and I would say green clover worms for my geography specifically.
I'll have a look at your morning markets right after this.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your morning markets. Cash corn is trading at 363 and 3 quarters, down 4 cents. New crop corn is trading at 387 and a quarter, down 3 and 3 quarters. Cash beans are trading at 947 and 3 quarters, that's down 4 and a quarter cents. And new crop beans are trading at 967 and 3 quarters, and that is down 5.5 cents. September wheat is trading at 499 and a half, that's down 2 1/4. And December wheat is trading at 524 and 3 quarters, and that is down 3 1/4 cents. On the dairy side of things, September Class 3 milk contract is trading at 2173 a hundredweight, that's down 6 cents. And October milk is trading at 2225, down 5 cents. Barrel cheese closed Friday at 210. 40-pound block cheese closed at 203 and 3 quarters, and the AA butter closed at 313. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be dangerously hot and humid today. We have an excessive heat warning for heat index values from 105 to 110 this afternoon. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 93 for an actual high today. Tonight, 74. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms, 93. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, Todd Albaugh. Join us next time as we are back in Wisconsin after covering the DNC. We'll look back at the news of the weekend and get you ready for the last week in August. Badger football coming up.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
It's all over.
Why are we playing this? It's
WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. Because, you know, the DNC was like Christmas.
Was it?
Hell yeah, it was.
Okay.
It was, and according to a Republican. We're going to play a little cut here.
All right.
His comparison with Christmas and another big holiday.
I can't wait. But first, let me just tell you something.
Oh, yes.
That the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress in Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com. Okay?
All right. I think
over to you,
help
John.
You. I think it could help you.
Thank
get
you.
That damn mattress, all right? All right. Well, anyway, former deputy chair of the Minnesota GOP said this. Got his cut right here, and he really...
What did he say?
He really is an interesting person, really talks up Minnesota. You'd swear the guy was a Democrat instead of one of the whiny Republicans in Minnesota, but he really talked him up, talked up Walz anyway. Let's check out what he felt about the DNC.
Okay. We talked to a lot of Republicans on this show and this network. A lot of, some of them support Harris, some of them don't. But what I loved is the constant message that said, you don't have to give up your Republicanism. You don't have to give up being a Republican to vote for Kamala Harris and to put country over party at all. In fact, guys like you, I'm sure, would love to have a healthy Republican Party one day that can actually be up there on the national stage in a real debate. But right now, that's not what you have.
That's not what we have. And watching the Democratic National Convention versus the Republican National Convention was a clear example of that. Watching the Democratic National Convention was like watching the 4th of July. The Republican Convention was like Festivus. It was the airing of grievances. And it was just a great contrast. Really inspiring to watch Vice President Harris's speech last night, the entire convention. It was very inviting to Republicans.
Wow. There it is. Isn't it amazing that this is the former chair of the GOP in Minnesota, enjoying watching the DNC and Harris's speech. It was inspirational.
That's great.
And comparing, of course, attention. the Trump, RNC, Festivus, perfect.
Airing of the grievances. Yeah.
And that's all we get from them. All right.
Continuous.
Look, we've got Mark on the line here
before
we move on. I just wanted to kind of relate the Christmas song to the story.
Gotcha.
Let's get to Mark. Mark, what do you got for us today?
Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, good morning. Earlier I heard that the Trump apparently is going to go after Harris on the problems we had during the Afghanistan withdrawal. And I guess the point that I would make is that Joe Biden was handed a bag of dung when the Trump administration left over the whole Afghanistan, the treaty that they signed over with Pompeo signed with the Taliban, and they've released, 5,000 terrorists and surrendered the Afghan government over to the Taliban, and that... that they did the best job that they could, and that it's unfortunate those service people died during that explosion. But how can you Trump should have been evacuating people immediately after that thing that agreement was signed.
Right,
had the time to do it, but they didn't want to bring a bunch of brown skinned people over to this country. And
that's right. They promised them
the next administration.
Yeah, they promised them they could come over here if they helped the U.S. government, and they failed on that promise. They made a deal with the Taliban, not even the government of Afghanistan. They avoided them and just went to the Taliban instead, released all those prisoners. It was it was just a disaster right from the get-go.
Yeah.
But they're blaming Biden
sure.
for the withdrawal that was set in stone in a contract, according, you know, to the agreement that they had to withdraw. And they did.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it didn't go well. It's no excuse for that. But still, it was all set up by Trump.
By Trump. Sure. Exactly.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks Mark, a lot, thank Mark. You.
639, if you'd like to give us a call, 608-879-8255. You can call us or text us.
Festivus.
Festivus for the rest of us. Airing of the grievances.
Airing of the grievances.
Never ends with Trump.
Oh, man. All right.
He's apparently thinking about backing out of the ABC debate.
Yes.
According to something out here. I watched ABC fake news this morning. Blah, blah, blah. Both lightweight reporter Jonathan Carl, a ridiculous and biased interview of Tom Cotton, who was fantastic, and their so-called panel of Trump haters. Who called him that? Probably Trump. And I asked, why would I do a debate against Kamala Harris on that network? Mm-hmm. Will panelist Donna Brazile give the questions to the Marxist candidate like she did with crooked Hillary Clinton? Will Kamala's best friend, who heads up ABC, do likewise?
Unbelievable.
See, he's just throwing us all out there now.
Excuses, right?
Where is little John Stopalopoulos hanging out now? Will he be involved? They've got a lot of questions to answer. Why did Harris turn down Fox? You know, he's going on and on. You know, he's going to back out. He's going to back out.
Amazing nicknames and name-calling.
Yes.
It's just a list of
third
names.
Yeah.
It's just outrageous, isn't it? This guy has never been ready to be president. And the question is, are these two candidates ready?
God. Yeah, he did it for 4 years.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Well,
officially. You know.
Why don't we talk about the GOP agenda? You know, I don't even think there is a GOP anymore. It's mostly a mega party, right?
Right.
Republicans bitch about entitlements. The left has. But mm-hmm. they don't compare to the things that the right feels entitled to.
Right.
I've got a cut here from Trey Crowder, a popular platform right winger.
He was in Congress for a while.
So he mentioned that the GOP platform is about two brainstorming sessions away from including billionaires' right to prima nocta.
What?
And prima nocta is a legal right of billionaires to have sex with any female subject, particularly on her wedding night. So this is the guy, you know.
What are they talking about here?
They have sex on their minds constantly. They are obsessed with child sex, pornography. Mm. Yeah, what is it? Well, let's get to this. This is cut 85. This is Trey Crowder.
So for the past few weeks, Harris and Walz have been building momentum and burning up the trail, and Trump has responded to this in the fashion of a bitter, unemployed divorcee. He mostly just sits at home all day bitching incoherently on the internet. People are confused. Why is he not campaigning more? Is it because he's tired? He's gun-shy? What? Some people said, hey, maybe he's not worried about campaigning because he knows he plans to steal the whole thing anyway. Speculation, which is, of course, based on nothing more than the fact that last time around, he very publicly tried to steal the whole thing anyway. Yeah, we should talk about it. Look, as a party, they've been headed down that road for a long time now. They know their policies are not popular. You know, that most Americans would prefer not to be indentured to a handful of microdosing megalomaniacs.
All right?
The official GOP platform is about two brainstorming sessions away from including billionaires get the right of prima nocta, and they wonder why they can't connect with people. All they have is fear-mongering culture war stuff, and turns out telling everybody that Democrats are going to take their jobs and guns and give them all to a bunch of purple-headed transgender atheists only gets you so far. All right? When Americans vote, they lose. They know that. That's why they've been manipulating the system for so long. Gerrymandering, voters suppression, it's still not enough. They're still not viable, so the only option they have now is to reject the system entirely. They've put plans and people in place to ensure that this fall Trump wins, even if he loses. You know your loser cousin that drives a motorized Trump billboard and has a dog he trained to be racist named Baron? Yeah, well, you wouldn't let his ass run a dishwasher, right? But he is straight up management material in MAGA world, y'all. They got him in charge of elections all over the place, and that's all it takes is a handful of that guy's gumming up the works by refusing to certify five votes they think are gay, and next thing you know, the president is determined by a Supreme Court that already said Trump should be a king.
There you go. Yeah. That's a nice little rant, huh?
Yeah.
But he brings up a whole bunch of very good points. Yeah. And again, you know, it's just, it's one of those things that, you know, the megas are all about.
Yeah.
And we're comparing that now to the Harris Walls campaign. Well,
the Trump people are just panicking. They see all the attention that Harris has gotten, and the numbers just keep going up for her and down for Trump, and they don't know what to do about it.
That's right. They just really more don't outrageous. Know what to
and
do.
Now they've signed on RFK Jr. You know, he's signed up. He crashed his campaign. That'll bring a lot of people over.
I don't understand that at all. Again, now this is one of those media creations, right? They're thinking, oh, boy, this RFK Jr., oh, he's going to take votes away from Harris and Walls now. This is a big move from them. No, it isn't.
No, not really.
No, RFK Jr. is crazy, man.
He's nuts.
let's put him on the side with Trump. I love that idea. I'm thinking this is fantastic. I
would have loved to have heard that conversation between Trump and RFK Jr. Oh. Just to be a fly on the wall of what the crazy craziness was all about.
Insanity.
Neither of them can put together two sentences.
Putting them into the same room is just insane. Did you watch it where they made the announcement at one of the rallies?
No.
And RFK Jr. came out on stage and he's, thank you.
Really?
And people are cheering.
Oh, boy.
Cheering to have RFK Jr. on their side. Mm. Okay.
I thought maybe they were just really going to pull a fast one and announce that he was going to be the new vice presidential candidate just out of the blue. Bring him on.
Well, that's brilliant.
Yeah. Great. You know, just crazy. Yeah. Why not? He's got a name. He's got that Kennedy name.
They keep saying, shake it up, Trump. Shake it up.
Shake it up. Get rid of JD and bring in RFK Jr.
I don't know. I guess, you know, maybe we're all just fed up with the batteries and shark stories, you know?
It's too late to change all those campaign signs, though, all the banners and everything. Cross them out. What are you going to do?
Well, yeah, what can you do at that point? You can't. You can't change all that
stuff. All the bumper stickers have been printed.
That's right.
Can't change it now.
All right, I want to get to this. This is Trump talking about driving those prices down.
Okay.
You know, the funny thing is, and just you know, a little red flag for everybody listening to these people talk about driving the prices down. Trump. No one's asking him how he's going to do that. I'm just kind of curious how he's going to do that. He's going to drive the prices down. No one asks, how are you going to do it? If they ask people out in the streets,
right?
You know, they do ask them. Yeah. Well, how do you think Trump is going to drive the prices down? Well, I don't know. So no one knows. He's just going to do it. So let's get to cut 124. Driving those prices down.
We're talking about a thing called the economy. They wanted to do a speech on the economy. A lot of people are very devastated by what's happened with inflation and all of the other things. So we're doing this as a intellectual speech. You're all intellectuals today.
Intellectual.
Today we're doing it, and we're doing it right now.
Oh,
and it's very important. They say it's the most important subject. I think crime is right there.
I think the
border is right there personally.
Oh, my God.
We have a lot of important
subjects
because our country has become a third world nation. We literally are a third world nation.
Focus.
Keep
repeating that. We're a banana republic in so many ways, and we're not
going
to let that happen.
Where are you going?
Because we're starting a free fall.
What?
Right.
But yes, from today and from the day I take the oath of office, we will rapidly drive prices down.
Okay, so from today, he's not president. He's going to be driving the prices down until he's become president.
Okay.
Driving those prices down, and no one knows how he's going to do it.
Didn't say how or what he was going to do.
No.
Yeah.
And of course, the big plan, he's floated this out there already, that he's going to produce more oil. And that will bring the prices of the products in the stores down. All right?
Okay.
Now, we've been producing more oil than anybody in the entire globe forever now. And
we actually exported oil
in the
last year or two.
So the plan is to do that, even though it's already been done, and it has been done for the last year and a half. Okay? So I guess Trump has already succeeded in fulfilling that promise that
Suppose
Biden has already done.
Right.
And they promised to take care of inflation, which has already been taken care of and is low. Okay. So they're promising a lot of things that have already been done. They're already taking credit for it, and they will be taking credit for it if indeed they win the election this time around.
Has he promised yet that the interest rates are going to go down? Because the Fed already agreed to do that.
You know, that would be
announced that. That'll be the next thing.
That's the next
thing. He's going to bring them down.
Right.
Yeah.
And my MAGA friend in Milwaukee is always talking about, he's going to drive those prices down. He's going to drive them down. How is he going to do it? He's going to drive them down.
He's going to drive
them
down. Anything he attaches his name to must lose value. That's how he's going to do it.
That's right. And he says, oh, well, Kamala Harris is going to control prices like they did in Venezuela. Well, wait a minute. I thought, isn't Trump promising the same damn thing?
Driving them down.
What the hell?
Yeah. 6:49 and a hot day today. Temperatures getting into the 90s. When we come back, Idiocracy on the John and Gordy Show on WMD.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about how we talk to ourselves. And I want to suggest a one-word change that can help when you're struggling to get your money life on track. We all know that savings are important. We all know we should have savings. But most of us have less than $5,000 put away. Money gurus and experts usually start yelling and shaming people right about now. But come on, real life is messy and expensive and complicated. And when we don't meet our goals, a lot of us say, oh man, I failed. And that's where the magic word comes in. The word is learn. Try this on. I'm learning to save. I didn't get where I wanted to this month, but I can do better next month. There's lots of science about the best way to change our behavior, and shaming ourselves doesn't really work. That's why I like to tell myself and you, you got this. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Until next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Mad radio, oh so rare.
Yeah.
Family fun, politics too. Movies, news, tech for you. Mad radio 92.7. Tune in, it's like heaven.
It is hell.
History and an angry boss. Catherine's rules you mustn't cross.
There you go.
Morning's bright, they crack.
Oh, man.
Gordy, you look confused. You've heard this before,
I
haven't
have
you?
Heard it. I'm just, yeah, we need to change some things. 6:51.
AI created.
Yeah, it doesn't quite flow. The lyrics, they just throw them in
what
there.
What can you expect from AI?
You're right. It's still on the learning curve. Okay, 6:51. Highs today are going to get into the 90s, right around 92 degrees, but it's going to feel like it's in the low 100s. Maybe 105 with the heat index with all the humidity out there. Right now it's 76 degrees.
All right, let's get to some health news here. Do we have our health news intro all set up and ready to go here?
Ah, yes.
Oh, we got some news today, boy. Oh, boy.
What? Was it bad health news?
No, it's good news. We're talking shrooms.
What's the good news on shrooms?
The shrooms.
Are they available everywhere now? Or?
Science.
Yes.
2016 study from the Johns Hopkins University on cancer patients taking psilocybin, the active ingredients in magic mushrooms. Mm. According to the study, 80% of those who got a high dose of psilocybin felt less anxious and depressed. Therapills, a nonprofit that helps sick people in Canada receive legal permission to try psilocybin, helped one person, Tom Hartle, in 2020. He felt himself disappear and experience. Yeah, he did. You know, I mean, these are people facing death, right? You know, and they want to escape that horrible, horrible feeling they have all the time. Anyway, he felt himself disappear and experience as close to death as one can while still being alive, he said. After it was all over, instead of being afraid of the inevitable outcome of his illness, he felt relief. It gave me a taste of what life after life could be like. Instead of the idea that the lights shut off, the party's over, it was like a transition from one state to another. That was really comforting to me, Tom Hartle said.
So this is a study about using psilocybin as a treatment for terminally ill people?
As a treatment for terminally ill people.
Yes.
Yep. Larger studies are underway to see if psilocybin could be a tool regularly used for palliative, comfort care, ease dying process. Psilocybin has been shown to reduce existential distress.
You know, maybe we should all do some psilocybin right before the show and try that out and see how we feel. You know,
I think that would be an award-winning show, Gordy.
So where do we get? Can we get this some of this stuff? Try it out.
You know, as I'm reading this, I'm looking up at you and I'm seeing this thought process going on where you love psilocybin, and I know you do.
I've never. But I
remember that can of mushrooms you had out in your van.
Oh yeah, yeah, I do. Yeah.
Or was that just some food that you left in there for a while?
It had some growth on it. Yeah. I don't know exactly what happened after that. Kind of a blank spot there.
Yeah.
But
well,
I don't know.
All right. Well, let's get into...
Ended up in a gutter, kind of drooling. And,
really?
Yeah.
You think so?
Maybe I just dreamt that. I don't know.
All right.
Yeah, let's move on. I do remember, we actually touched on that story a couple of weeks ago while you were gone.
Okay.
A little bit, but it is very, apparently, all this microdosing, you know, there's something to it because they keep doing these clinical studies.
Yeah.
And, you know, now when they give that to people, it's under clinical conditions. They monitor everything, and if they feel like they're overdosing or you know, having a bad trip, they can calm them down.
They have these control groups.
Yes.
So they're definitely trying to see if it helps, and I think it probably very well could help.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into the Walls Healthcare plan, because it's similar to Kamala's. Walls has been active on health issues in Minnesota, of course, including capping insulin prices, codifying access to abortion and gender-affirming care, and supporting veterans' health, as well as challenging hospital consolidation efforts. Now, all of these things that I just read here, Republicans or MAGAs are against.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's the free market. They want people to die from care that they could get if they had the ability to get it.
Mm.
So anyway, these are things the MAGAs oppose, as opposed to backing health care for everybody and getting the care that they need. Mm. Right? And veterans health care as well.
Okay.
They're against that. They've been against that for a long time.
Aren't they against?
I know.
List goes on and on.
Okay, how about J.D. Vance? Clueless about the Americans' struggle for health care. Vance of Ohio said that reforming the Affordable Care Act would still be on the table if Trump were reelected, though he did not elaborate on that. Trump has already promised to change the ACA and, get this, make prices in Europe higher under the guise of lowering prices in the U.S.
Oh, that's a good plan. That's a new one.
There's Cut 40. Cut 40 explains this whole rabid,
convoluted
idea that Trump has about raising the prices in Europe. So when we copy the prices that they're paying in Europe in the U.S., they're paying more.
Yeah.
God, please. All right, let's check those out.
Something comparable, you know, between abortion and slavery.
This is one of the great tricks that I think the sexual revolution pulled on the American populace, which is this idea that, like, well, okay, these marriages were fundamentally...
Wrong cut. I figured it was the wrong cut. I was looking for the right one.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's all right. Sometimes it overlaps into another month, perhaps, but it's Agenda 47, raising the price of drugs in Europe. Do we have that? Not yet.
We're checking.
The computer age.
Okay. We're moving right along.
No.
Wait, what?
I'm searching,
it's okay.
John.
It's okay, man. It's okay. We're running out of time. Chronic illnesses affect a growing share of American children, and Trump's health care agenda says that he would study the rise in three conditions. Every year, we spend hundreds of billions of dollars to treat these chronic problems rather than looking at what is causing them in the first place. Trump said that, actually.
Hmm.
You think pollution and poverty caused by ignoring social ills might be part of the problem, Trump? One doctor said exactly that. Most of the growth in childhood diseases since the 1990s has stemmed from conditions like asthma, obesity, mental health disorders, changes in climate, poor housing conditions, inadequate nutrition, and financial struggles may all contribute to chronic diseases. Researchers say adverse childhood experiences are emerging as a major cause of disease. Ripe for research.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Crude and Dom.
Dom and Crute return on Monday after doing double duty at the DNC last week. They'll have a recap of the convention as well as analysis of all the events that happened over the weekend.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.